The Imagine Climate Project aims to bring together art and science to inspire climate action. And tonight, billboards painted by local artists go up throughout the Roaring Fork Valley to help do this. Painter Kate Howe created one of the four billboards. She told arts and culture reporter Kristen Kay about her inspiration.
So I was in Japan this year with my best friend, Peter, and Japan is having one of the worst snow seasons ever. Like, nothing ever recorded like this for them. So they are being impacted, obviously, by climate change. We happened to be there where we caught a storm cycle. So we got about a meter and a half of fresh every day, which was, skier's dream. And my friend Peter, I got this amazing photograph of him, getting snowballed. And so he's like, this is the frame before, you can't see him at all. And so when I got it home, though, what I started looking at was I stopped looking at the figure and I started looking at the snow exploding away from the figure as he disrupted it. So that's what I decided I was going to paint, was this explosive movement that can only happen when you have good, consistent, deep snowpack.
As an artist, as a traveler, as, an avid skier, tell me more about why this project is meaningful and what your connection is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I sort of think about the way in which I'm impacted personally by climate change kind of in shells. So like the first and closest shell is the fact that I'm a mother. And so I have a 16 and an 18-year-old who are pissed that it's their responsibility. And they're also scared that something catastrophic is about to happen, And when they talk to me about whether or not they want to have a family in the future, they talk about the fact that they're not sure that at 16, they're telling me things like, I'm not sure I want to bring children into this world because it might not be a safe place, even for me, let alone my children.
So air ink is very black. It's made from diesel tailpipe emissions. Was it striking that you're creating art with carbon emissions, with air pollution, actually? Like, what was that like to work with?
It's one of the reasons why I really wanted to be involved in the project, because I think if we can do anything positive with the damage that we've done already, then that's what we should be doing with the damage. And also, I think it's so black that I was really, before I knew what image I was going to do, I was really drawn to how scary it was. There's a lot of fear in these pens. And so I was really tempted to make like apocalyptic visions, scary, scary stuff, just write no really big on the board, like I had this whole list of like horrifying things. And if you yell with your work, you will repel people. And I wanted to make something that says, this is what we can have if we turn it around.
Anirudh Sharma is the co-founder of Gravity Labs. It makes air ink. And he said, yes, climate change is overwhelming for a lot of people. But when you connect ideas with creativity, amazing things are possible. What role does art have to play when it comes to climate change?
Images have an enormous impact on our feelings and on our responses to things, on our beliefs. While not all art needs to be activist-based, visual imagery is the strongest medium that we have to arrest people and make them rethink. We just need to make sure that we are using this medium in a way that helps us make whatever small changes we're capable of making, or large changes that we're capable of making, or just stops us enough to say, what am I doing? What can I do differently?
That was Kate Howe speaking with Aspen Public Radio's Kristen Kay about the Imagine Climate Project. Howe's billboard is called Undamaged Destiny. It goes on display at the Aspen Art Museum tonight.